I'll just say this. I thought it was an amazing game to be part of. I'm very proud of our football team, the way we came in here. The preparation, the season long, growth as a team. And frankly, was very confident we were going to walk out of here today with the victory. So congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks and their organization for advancing to the Super Bowl. But once again, I felt our football team was a special group. They're awesome to coach throughout the year. And, this is a hard one to swallow. We had opportunities to, particularly at critical times to make plays. And Seattle made some of those big plays to keep the game alive. So you have to give them credit. With that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, among losses, where does he sit as far as your career?
I don't know. This is an excellent game to play in. It was a very fun game to play in. It was competitive, just everything we thought it would be. So none of them are easy.
Mike, were you upset with Bostic on the onside kick? Did you feel he should have caught it?
Brandon, it's just like anything. You get in critical spots in the game. It's important for everybody to do their job. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case on that play. And that's the result of it. I mean, there's different ways of doing it. That's one of them.
What did you see on the field goal for the touchdown?
It's well-orchestrated play, and it's actually it's well-executed. So they really weren't. They were having trouble, obviously, generating point production, and so the awareness there, and the execution by them. So that was obviously a big play, and the big plays on special teams definitely were a factor.
How tough was it to settle for field goals, especially early in the game, and why weren't you able to punch it?
Well, the field goals early in the game, we know that points were at a premium. Frankly, I would have liked to go on for it there on fourth down. Based on what we saw on a second and third down, but I just felt that you had to take points. I didn't think a lot of points would win this game. I didn't think it was going to take a lot of points to win this game. Today was my thinking coming in. I felt great about our defense all week, just the way they've been building here the last 8-9 weeks, and so that's why we had to take the field goals.
As well as that unit played for 57 minutes, basically, what have you seen in the last three with the Seahawks
starting to get some big plays? We talking about our defense?
Defense, yeah.
They went to the pretty much exclusively, pretty much their option package, and that's difficult. It's difficult to defend. We did a good job most of the day on it, and hey, they made the big plays when they needed to.
Why wasn't Clay in the game at that time? How was he able to come back? For the overtime?
I'm not old. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Two more?
Hey, Mike, you get the ball back with 6:53 left, and you go Starks for one, Starks for five, incomplete to Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
You get back with 5:04 after Morgan's pick. It's Eddie for -4, Eddie for -2, Eddie for 2.
Mm.
You guys were awesome for weeks in a 4-minute offense. Was that A, really disappointing, and B, as a play caller, how were you looking at that?
Well, we felt good about coming up here to run the football. I thought Bennett was played extremely well for them. Michael Bennett, number 72. His penetration and was a factor. And yes, we've had done that well in the past, but it's every week's a new week, and that was definitely the toughest point in the game to run the football, and their run defense was better.
You wish you had gone a different direction at all there. It's easy to question your play calling now.
Hey, if you want to question the play calling, go.
I'm not questioning.
I came in here to run the ball. One statistic I had as far as a target to hit, 20 rushing attempts in the second half was, would be a very important target to hit for our offense.
What about down the stretch, your defensive? I know it's Dom's making the calls, but
I thought Dom called a good game. I thought he called a very good game. I mean, our defense, you know, gave us plenty of opportunities with the turnovers. You know, they kept the low scoring. I mean, the special teams gave up 7 points on a fake field goal. You know, on the onside kick was huge, huge momentum swing. It's critical. I mean, was there 2 minutes and 5 seconds left? I mean, you get that, you know, you get the football there, and you know, we're having a different press conference.
How are you feeling after, as demoralizing as that is, Aaron gets you back to tie the seventh?
I think that's a microcosm of our football team. I mean, even in the overtime, I felt very confident that, you know, if we give an opportunity that we can go down and score. So, you know, it's football. It's playoff football. We were on the other side of this last week against the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, unfortunately we're on the wrong side today.
So, as a coach, other than the outcome, what do you walk out of here regretting?
Oh, I have no regrets. I don't regret anything. That's hell. I expected to win the game. We were positioned to win the game, and but that's football. You know, we had opportunities to get that thing done, and we came up a little short. But I mean, this is an excellent football team. I had the privilege of coaching this year, and that ain't gonna change. I mean, it'll never change. So, but hey, one team moves on. But I'm very proud of the way our team played. Way they prepared, and fully expected to win this game today. And hey, we had our chance.